Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com, which includes also 26 years of essays, visit reports, and press releases relating to the network of private parent choice residential schools and programs working with teens and young people making poor decisions. Today is December 9th, 2015, and we're going to talk about Spectrum College. My guest is Robin Sweet. She's the co-founder of Spectrum College in Scottsdale, Arizona. Good to have you here.
It's great to be had, Lon. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, the title is Spectrum College Transition Licensed. And basically what's saying, you've got the license as a behavioral health facility. You've been around for about 6 years. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. But what need are you trying to fix by Spectrum College? What's the need of the kids that need special help?
Yeah, absolutely. We're focusing on a pure population of students with Asperger's, high-functioning autism, your twice-exceptional student with social-emotional struggles. All of these kids have been bullied, teased, and tortured in your traditional academic environment, hence making them not successful. And so the need that our program fills is we are able to help them become independent, successful. They define what success looks like to them, but all of the students are either finishing their high school degree, getting a GED, or they're in college with the support of our outstanding staff.
I presume all of them or most of them are pretty bright. They're definitely college material so long as mentally.
Correct. You know, academically, they are average to above average in intelligence. Their main struggle is the social, emotional world that just truly disables them from being able to function.
Yeah, I think you mentioned when we were talking earlier, they're bullied, tortured, all kinds of nasty things happen to them because they don't know how to handle that. So I would think most of these kids, without a program like yours, they would never be able to succeed at college.
Yeah, absolutely. These are the failure to launch kids. These are your basement kids that are gaming all day and all night, and the computer is their best friend, and they're just not able to move forward because their anxiety or whatever they're struggling with is disabling them.
Okay, so how do you work with them? What do you do that's different than, and I'm thinking in terms of maybe parents can pick up a couple of tips from you. What do they need? and so how do you approach them in order to get through this social awkwardness?
We're always appealing to their intellect. So when you are empowering them with a positive behavioral approach to everything, the outcome is just that. It's a lot more positive. So we are on campus. We have staff on their respective campus with them. So interceding and advocating on their behalf and ultimately teaching them how to do that with their professors, obtaining disability services and accommodations, you know, overseeing their time management and organizational skills, which means doing the work, turning the work in, mm-hmm. knowing when tests and quizzes are happening. And, you know, it's a very intensive program that allows them to have as much or as little oversight as they need.
You know, I just thought of a term. You probably haven't used it, but this sounds sort of like a social bodyguard.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, that's the great terminology. I think I might steal that.
Well, you're more than welcome to it. But yeah, you got to be a bodyguard and also a supplement to their executive functioning abilities.
Frontal lobe.
Central
Every
lobe.
Every single staff member is a frontal lobe.
Okay. Well, can you tell a couple of examples of one or two of your kids that you've had and how they came, what was going on in their lives when they first came to you, and what the results were? Anything come to mind?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. You know, we've had and a couple come to mind that have had, you know, negative experiences in high school, were unable to complete their high school requirements, attended Spectrum and were able to get their GED and move on to college, and they've transitioned out and are living in a single in a dorm and attending four-year university. So that's a major coup in a typical high school scenario. And for our college students, we've had a number that have just simply crashed and burned on a college campus and have come to us with a very negative attitude towards education, being able to be successful, choosing a major, and we've been able to help guide them in a small community college setting that allows them to learn the social skills and sensory strategies in order to be able to be independent, graduate with an associate's degree, and move on to a four-year program. So these are very complicated kids. There's nothing simple about them. The Asperger's or gifted diagnosis is one of many. There are usually many coexisting disorders, which makes them unique and complicated.
A term that comes to my mind is it's been bandied around for a number of years, but it sounds like an important part of this is emotional growth in these kids, because emotionally they're probably a mess when they come.
Absolutely, absolutely. Typically, their anxiety owns them, and because of that, they are physically disabled from moving forward. So we're working with a wonderful neuropsychiatrist, LMFT, our clinical director and staff, to initially get them chemically in balance so that, you know, the anxiety is under control, which then allows them the pause and clarity to be able to make some good decisions and figure out what they want to do, and which allows us to help guide them.
What caused me to call you and ask for this interview in the first place was a press release to where you were licensed as a behavioral health facility and also approved academically by the Department of Education. What does that allow you to do that you might not have been able to do further or earlier for either the kids or the parents or both?
Right, right. Well, number one, it's great oversight. I think that really helps the organization be the best that they can be and offer best practices. But it also allows our parents the ability, if their son is in high school, to attempt to get their district to do residential placements. And what that means is that the district pays for 100% of that placement. Now, for our college students, it allows our parents the ability to submit the tuition and statements to their insurance companies, and depending on the type of mental health insurance that they have, it can cover 80%, which is a significant amount. And we were not able to do that without being licensed.
Well, that would be a great help to the parents, and of course, it would also expand the number of kids you could potentially reach.
Absolutely, because this is not an inexpensive venture, and you know, autism, Asperger's goes across all socioeconomic groups, and the majority of families simply, this is not even a consideration.
Okay, well, you pretty well explained the type of kids you work with, but talk a little bit about how, if somebody wanted to talk to either you or learn more about the program, how would they get in touch with you or the program?
Well, I'm the main contact person, and so the best way to get a hold of me is email always, so that's spectrumtransition@gmail.com, and our phone is 480-443-7331. And for more information about our program, please go to our website at www.spectrumcollegetransition.org. And you'd be able to get lots of information from the website, and I am always more than happy to speak to anybody who is interested in learning more about our program.
Well, very good. Well, thank you very much, Robin. Our 10 minutes are up, and that went fast. This is Lon Woodbury and with the Woodbury Report, and been talking with Robin Sweet, the co-founder of Spectrum College in Scottsdale, Arizona, and been talking about the Spectrum College Transition License, that it got a license as a behavioral health facility, and that allows them to do more for the kids and for the parents. Thank you very much, Robin. I really appreciate this.
Thank you, Lon, for the opportunity. I appreciate it more.